This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, first name Sandra, F-A-U-N-D-R-A, date of birth February 24, 1963, date of evaluation April 27, 2022. The chief complaint, 59-year-old African-American female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left total hip replacement. The HBI. The patient is a 59-year-old female who reports left hip problems beginning approximately 1 year ago, period. She stated that she is a bike rider and had reported repetitive motion injury of the left hip, period. She first saw an orthopedic physician approximately 1 year earlier. She was given corticosteroid injection, but noted minimal relief, period. She had continued with pain and was ultimately felt to require total hip replacement. The patient is now seen preoperatively. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but reports chronic lower extremity edema, period. The past medical history, chronic left lower extremity edema, next number abnormal ECG, next number arthritis knee and hip, past surgical history, left knee surgery, next number left ovarian mass, medication, naproxen PRN, lidocaine patch PRN, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died of CVA, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. The review of systems. Cardiac, she has occasional palpitations. Otherwise, unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 131/92, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 214.6 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, she has tenderness involving the hips bilaterally, there is trace pitting edema, period. ECG, correction, data review, ECG sinus rhythm 53 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 59-year-old female with history of chronic lower extremity edema, prior history of abnormal ECG, arthritis of knees and hip is now seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left hip surgery. She reports occasional palpitations, however, patient otherwise noted to be stable, period. EKG reveals sinus bradycardia only. She was referred for echocardiographic evaluation. Echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction greater than 55%, period. There is no aortic stenosis or regurgitation, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is further noted to be mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. No segmental wall motion abnormalities identified, period. The impression patient is clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rawlings, Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.